The 2024 NFL Draft heads to Detroit, and it's time to see who gets the job.
Caleb is a unique and special talent throwing the football.
And what sets them apart.
The Heisman Trophy winner is Jaden Daniels.
All of the greats were hired here.
What a throw by Mahomes.
See who gets the job.
Are you ready?
The 2024 NFL Draft begins Thursday, April 25th on ESPN, ABC, and NFL Network.
Pardon the interruption, but I'm Mike Wilbon. Big news, Tony. My Northwestern Wildcats will reportedly open their college basketball season against your Binghamton Bearcats. How does that sound to you?
Tony Kornheiser. Sounds like 1-0, baby. 1-0.
Yeah, 1-0 purple. Yeah. We're going to be good. Yeah.
Well, I don't know about that.
We're coming off tournament.
One of the Cats teams is going to win. Remember when they played about 3 years ago and we actually did the game
arena.
On TV?
Oh,
we have to do
arena.
That again. We should go there for that game. You know,
I'd
we should
like
visit
that.
Another city.
To make that work,
a
little visit to Chicago cut? Yeah, baby.
That would be nice. That would be nice. As long as everything's free. Welcome to PTI, boys and girls. In today's episode, the Golden Knights crush the Panthers. Djokovic and Alcaraz are into the French Open semis. And Kendrick Perkins joins us for 5 good minutes. But we begin today with the stunning news that the PGA Tour and the Saudi Tour have merged. There will be no more litigation between the tours. Apparently, this was done without the knowledge of PGA players or Saudi Tour players, and perhaps not even Greg Norman, the titular head of the Saudi Tour. There are no details yet about how the different rules governing play on these tours will be settled, but the Saudis will be the primary investors in the new golf world. Wilbon, what is your reaction?
Well, Tony, it's stunning to hear it be finalized, but you and I talked for weeks, at times openly on this fine program, about seeing some kind of merger, because this has happened in sports several times. Big, notable times. I'm sorry. People hear the AFC now. What do they think the AFC was? At one point, it was a rival league, the AFL. All right? And to me, the big winners in this, Tone, are the Saudi players, even though everybody's going to make more money, because the players who went to the Saudi tour, the defectors, if you want, was it better for Joe Namath that the leagues merged and became the NFL? You're damn right it was. And so those guys who were in the old AFL, they got to play in the NFL. These guys, or even if they only get the money they made up front, even if there's no more additional money coming from the Saudi sources, they got more money. In most cases, a lot more money. They're still going to come back to the PGA. I don't want to hear how bad feelings are because they've been seeing each other at major championships anyway. We just went through all this. That was the most overhyped storyline there was, how people weren't going to speak to each other, blah, blah, blah. That was a bunch of junk. So is this a total capitulation by the PGA? Yeah. Did I see this? We both saw it. We talked about it openly because we're old enough to remember when leagues merged. This, I'm not going to call it a shock, Tony. Yeah, when I heard it, I went, whoa. But the fact that we could see it because we're old enough to have seen it previously meant that's about all it is, generational. The shock is from the younger generation that couldn't see this happening. We could and did.
I didn't see it happening this quickly. I did not see it happening this quickly. And when you say it's an overhyped story that people had lost friends, well, you ask Patrick Reed and Rory McIlroy about that. I don't think that was overhyped. I'm going to go backwards a little bit. When I found out about this morning, my jaw dropped, literally. I was playing golf, Mike. I was going up 17. Group ahead of us was coming down 18. They were looking at their phones, and they said, you got something to talk about today. And I said, what? And they said, there's a merger. Saudi guys and PGA guys, they've just merged. I said, you're kidding, right? And that's exactly how I felt. Because Jay Monahan, as the head of the PGA Tour, had railed against the way the Saudi Tour was financing it, that they were playing 54 holes. He hated all the players who left. He actually came out and said, in defense of the PGA Tour, a couple of months ago, I thought, he said, you don't ever have to worry on the PGA Tour. You don't have to apologize for what you're doing. He made a very specific connection to 9/11. He made a very specific connection to blood money. This is what was being thrown out there. Now, suddenly, everybody's best friends and all that stuff is gone. And I thought, how could this be? Because at the moment, it feels like the Saudis, you know, that the PGA Tour is a wholly owned subsidiary of Saudi Arabia at the moment. And then I found out, Mike, that the players didn't know. I mean, the players who stayed with you, the players who carried water for you and spoke for you, you didn't tell the players this was going on. And I thought, what kind of leadership is that? So, I mean, I think we defer, you know, we have different opinions on this. And I don't have any answers, but I sure have a lot of questions. The PGA Tour said 54 holes was no good. Guarantees no good. No cut, no good. You got to earn it in the dirt. Now it's
not
good?
Any good. It's not any good. They're
is
not going to put 54 holes in the PGA. The PGA is going to do what the PGA does. They're not doing anything but taking more money. And
will
your response to everything is follow the money.
That's Don Allmyer. No, it's Don Allmyer. The answer to all your questions is money.
Yeah.
So if they take everybody back, Mike, here, let me sketch this out.
Okay.
If Dustin Johnson and Cam Smith and Brooks Koepka, if they take them all back,
right,
with the money they've made, is there any penalty? Is there are they just welcomed back?
What?
Because if they're welcomed back, let me get to the last thing. If they're welcomed back and you're Rory McIlroy and you say, wait a second, I didn't go for $100 million.
Your beef is with Moynihan.
I carried water for you for 2 years. Yeah, do you go to Jay Moynihan, Jay Monahan,
personally,
and say the following sentence? When are you going to pay me? What do I get for my loyalty to you?
You didn't take
Isn't
the
that
gamble.
Fair?
You didn't take the risk. Live with it. Well, Joe Namath, did he have to give any of his money back when he got the $400,000, which was a king's ransom in 1964?
The PGA said, we're not letting you back in. And now they're just going to let him back in? The PGA said, no, you guys, you're out. Is that what's going to happen?
When
I
talked about some of these storylines being overwrought at the time, you laughed at me then. And I told you, of course it's about money and people are going to get paid. And Moynihan, his golden parachute's going to be huge. So let Rory knock on his door. Let Rory and Tiger knock on his door and say, where's our money? In the meantime, if I was one of these guys, one of the live defectors, I would tee it up and laugh in the face of every PGA guy who didn't go.
The biggest winner of all is Phil Mickelson. He just got pardoned.
You got it right.
He can go in any booth he wants.
You got it right.
He's the biggest winner. Let's move to hockey. Hockey, where your Las Vegas team slammed Florida last night 7-2 to take a 2-0 lead in the Stanley Cup Final. Florida pulled their number one goalie, Sergei Bobrovsky, after allowing 4 goals before the end of the second period. Now, Wilbon, you originally picked Florida to win because of Bobrovsky.
I did.
Do you now see him as the problem, a problem, or no problem?
Well, Tony, a problem when you have a game like that, but I suspect it's a one-off. And I know they're down 2-0, but they were also down 3-1 in these very playoffs to a team that was considered at the time because of
Boston.
Historic Boston. Regular season, a superior team, okay? And so Bobrovsky has been fine. So I'm putting him right back out there. I don't want to hear that he's damaged goods forever and ever, although we have seen sometimes a backup goaltender come in the NHL playoffs, maybe not in the final, and really just, you know, sort of turn the tide of that series. But I don't expect that. I expect Bobrovsky to be back, Tony. Vegas just jumped on them last night. Somewhat of a surprise. I thought defensively Florida was weak. They'd been blocking a lot of shots in front of Bobrovsky. Did not do that last night. So they got more problems than just blaming it and pointing at the goaltender.
So I don't know if the series is over. It sort of feels like it's over, but we are all cautioned because Florida has not played at home yet. You have to wait and see what happens when they play at home. But historically, it does not bode well for them because historically, teams that take a 2-0 lead in the finals, they end up 31-3. So if you're down 0-2, it's not a good thing. I don't know that it's Bobrovsky. I agree with you. He is a problem. But the players on that team say he's not the problem. We haven't played in front of him. And we love him, so they want to stick with him. Is it 12-4? It's 12-4 after two games in total goals.
Yeah.
This is the Stanley Cup Finals. You don't ever expect it to be 12-4 like that. And Matthew Tkachuk has hurt them. He got tossed on a one game. He had a 10-minute penalty last night. He's off the ice more than he's on the ice. But it sort of feels like it's almost over to me. Sort of.
Tkachuk has been a little bit of a problem, maybe in his arrogance, maybe. Maybe he's smelling himself a little too much, as they say.
Let's take a break and smell ourselves. Coming up, did Nuggets coach Michael Malone go too far in calling out his team? We're going to ask Kendrick Perkins.
We're also going to ask him whether the possible return of Tyler Hero could be a problem for the Miami Heat.
I think all the golfers are going to make a lot more money, but I think there's going to be bitterness if the other guys are allowed to walk back in with all the money.
Better than get over it. Too bad. I would look people in the face on the first tee and say, get over it. Actually, I'd say something a lot more dicey.
Pardon the interruption is presented by Corona. Please drink responsibly. Part of Happy Hour.
PTI fans, listen up. Have you heard you can listen to episodes of this very show ad-free on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership? That's right. All your favorite PTI episodes can be heard on Amazon Music ad-free. But that's not all. You can listen to other top podcasts like The Low Post and First Take ad-free as well. They also have your favorite shows like The Daily, Part of My Take, and Up First, all without ads. You know what this means? Uninterrupted listening, so no more cliffhangers. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts, so we know they definitely have something for you. And it's already included in your Prime membership. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app for free or go to Amazon.com/PTI. That's Amazon.com/PTI to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HourEnergy.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HourEnergy.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
Welcome back to Pardon the Interruption, presented by Corona, part of Happy Hour.
Let's get into the NBA Finals with our great friend from NBA Today, Kendrick Perkins. Let's start with this. The Denver coach, Michael Malone, very publicly called out his team and their effort after game two. How do you think that's going to play with those players?
Well, Tony, let me say this. First of all, you looking casket sharp. My brother Will Barton, he looking very club livish. Let me find out you try to change back the hands of time because you down there in Miami. Don't get the acting funny,
right.
All right?
That's
the first
Perk.
Thing.
You know.
Let me say this. Let me say that first. But Michael Malone was right. And this is the NBA Finals. You don't have time for people feelings. And outside of Jokic and Jamal Murray, everybody else is replaceable when it comes down to minutes on the floor. So if you're not going to go out there and give 100%, guess what? You have guys like Jeff Green and Bruce Brown and the kid Brown to come in off the bench. So, you know, it's no time for feelings. They better take it as constructive criticism. And this is not the first time that he's called his team out publicly, and they always responded.
Perk, I'm wondering if, and this is probably an opinion as much as anything else, I think that the Heat may be in the Nuggets' heads a little bit from the way that game unfolded to blowing that 15-point home court lead in game two. Am I crazy to think that? Or is Denver looking at Miami just a little bit saying, man, we can't put these dudes away?
Well, I said this before the series started. The Denver Nuggets haven't faced a team like Miami this entire postseason. When you look at it, they have never faced adversity. This Heat team is disciplined. They were the instigators, right? You're watching them. They're going to make you uncomfortable defensively. They're going to get into your ass space. They're going to fight and get up over screens. Very seldom are they going to break rotations. So if I'm the Denver Nuggets, I'm like, well, damn, what else? They're taking away our backdoor cuts. Aaron Gordon didn't get that in game two. I don't believe he's going to get that in game three. What's the secondary option? But, again, that's the brilliance of Eric Spoelstra. He's going to see, we're going to make you counter. We're going to force you to your weakness. You're going to have to beat us doing something else.
There's so much speculation, Perk, down here that Tyler Hero is back. And, obviously, that's cause for a kid who's so important to their team to be healthy enough to even think of playing tomorrow in game three. But is that necessarily a good thing, trying to work a relatively high-volume shooter, work him back into the lineup after missing so many weeks?
But guess what? It's not Eric Spoelstra problem. It's not the Miami Heat problem. It's a Tyler Hero problem. This team has beaten the Milwaukee Bucks, the Knicks, the Celtics, and now they're in the finals. When your team has success without you, it's on you to come back and fit into the team. Tyler Hero got to do his best, meaning buying into whatever role he may have. He can't even think about what he did in the regular season or what they signed him, what type of money they signed him to, or he's the third best player. No, whatever role you have to play, you have to buy in.
We will get you out of here on this. I preface it by saying that I know you picked the Miami Heat to win the entire series. No. But let's look at game three for a second, given what Michael Malone has said to his players and given that it's 1-1. Which way are you leaning specifically in game three?
I'm going with the Heat, Tony. I'm going with the Heat. Look, the role players play better at home. Hell, the Miami Heat role players been playing great on the road, so imagine what they're going to do when they get home. And we still haven't seen a great game out of Jimmy Butler. He's destined for one. He's due for one. So I think the Miami Heat are going to come out. I know they're going to take full advantage of where they at right now, even in the series on the road. I got the Miami Heat winning in great fashion. Not in good fashion, in great fashion.
All right. Something to look forward to.
Thank you, Perk.
Out there. Yeah.
As always, thank you.
Appreciate you.
I appreciate y'all, fellas.
Let's take one last break. Still to come, bad news for the Rangers and Jacob DeGrom.
And Novak Djokovic and Carlos Alcaraz both make it to the French Open semis. I'm with Perk, Tony. I got Miami winning tomorrow night. I do. And I said I picked the Nuggets. I didn't have the guts to pick Miami. But I think they're in the Nuggets' head just a little bit. I really do.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Lectric e-bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus, Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's L-E-C-T-R-I-C ebikes.com.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Pardon the Interruption is presented by Corona. Please drink responsibly. Part of Happy Hour.
Happy time, people. Happy 25th birthday, Kenny Pickett. The Steelers chose Pickett in the first round last year with the hope that he might replace Ben Roethlisberger. Pickett was a local favorite, having gone to Pitt where he was an All-American. The drama here is provided by the honest admission of Roethlisberger that he initially rooted against Pickett. With Pickett as a guest on Roethlisberger's own podcast, Big Ben conceded, quote, "I wouldn't say I wanted Kenny to fail, but I hoped he wouldn't ball out because then it's like, Ben who?" Roethlisberger then said to Pickett, "As you started playing, I found myself rooting for you. I wanted you to succeed. I wanted you to win games," unquote. Pickett said Roethlisberger's support meant the world to him. He's going to have to do better than 7 touchdowns and 9 picks.
That's true, Tony, but if Pickett's got it in him, I'm betting on Tomlin and that staff, that coaching staff, to get it out of him. I mean, you don't have to be great right away walking into the league. There's a little bit of time, even these days. He'll have enough. I think he'll be certainly much better.
How about Roethlisberger? He didn't have to admit to all these things.
No, good for Ben. That's kind of dude Ben is. That, he's an honest guy. He really is.
Not so happy anniversary, Kurt Rambis. On this day 39 years ago, with the Celtics trailing the Lakers in both this game and the finals, Boston's Kevin McHale delivered a hard clothesline foul on Rambis, who was diving for a fast break layup in what is often mentioned as a quintessential example of 80s playoff basketball. McHale got a common foul, nothing more. Lakers teammate James Worthy even went so far as to shove Rambis off his heated run towards McHale to stave off a retaliatory brawl. This incident was credited with changing the tone of the series. Celtics went on to win this game in overtime and ultimately their 15th title. Years later, Rambis got a bit of payback, as in 2009, Minnesota hired Rambis to be head coach, replacing, wait for it, McHale.
Kevin McHale. Tony, I know I should let go of those chapters. I mean, we're both old now. We watched all this stuff. We were courtside for a great part of it. I should let it go, but I love it so. Those games and those series were so great. And so when I see Kurt Rambis now or Kevin McHale on the golf course in Arizona, you just got to smile. I mean, that stuff's irresistible. Nothing is that dramatic right now in these games, and the games are really good, but not like that.
Heavy trails to Jacob deGrom. Rangers GM Chris Young says the two-time Cy Young winner needs Tommy John surgery. DeGrom signed a five-year, $185 million deal with the Rangers in the offseason and made just six starts, the last one coming on April 28th. Typical recovery from Tommy John is 12 to 18 months, so there's a chance a 34-year-old could miss not just the rest of this season, but all of next season as well. DeGrom already had Tommy John surgery once before in 2010.
And Tony, you know, 45 strikeouts to just four walks, 2-0 with a 2.67. I mean, in a career ERA of 2.53 over 10 seasons. Now, I didn't always think he deserved the Cy Young because there weren't enough, you know, decisions and wins and that sort of thing. But it's unarguable how dominant he was in terms of opposing hitters and what he allowed, which was nothing for a decade.
So when I heard of this today, my immediate thought went to Steven Strasburg. There was a story in the Washington Post a couple of days ago that makes it look like he's done completely. There is no physical activity for him anymore. There's absolutely none. A brilliant incandescent pitcher whose body won't let him get out there. It's not going to happen. This is what we see in DeGrom, a guy with tremendous stuff who they want to pitch. Their bodies aren't letting them pitch. And it should remind people that throwing a baseball is an unnatural act. Tremendous strain on your body. Tremendous. We're running out of show. Let's go to the big finish. Blue Jays starter Alek Manoah demoted to Toronto's Florida Complex League today. Woo! Your thoughts?
This guy was a finalist for the Cy last year, 16-7, 2.24 ERA. 1-7 with a 6.36. Now, only one out last night. Couldn't do anything last night. Novak Djokovic, your boy, and Carlos Alcaraz are into the French Open semis after all. Your thoughts?
That's the match of the tournament. That's what people want to see.
Yeah.
Those two. Coco Gauff and Iga Świątek tomorrow. Who you got?
Man, we got a rematch. Świątek has been rolling. She won that matchup last year, Tony. I got a remote in hand, and I'm waking up to watch that. The NFL is investigating Colts owner and returner Isaiah Rodgers for possibly breaking the league's gambling policy. Your thoughts?
The rules are out there. Everybody knows them. If you break them, you can't do it. You get punished. Last one, WNBA Powers, Aces and Sun tonight. Who you got?
I got the team in the desert, the team with Candace Parker. You know that's who I got.
Which team is that?
That would be the Aces.
We're out of
Vegas,
time.
Baby.
Try to do better the next time. I'm Tony Kornheiser.
The team not near I-95. I'm Mike Wilbon. Same time tomorrow, Knuckleheads. You can get the PTI podcast on the ESPN app or Apple Podcasts.
You're on I-95 now. You're on it. Biscayne Boulevard.